having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man, I got the man, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man, my set. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man, my set. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women. Go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Says Pixar's camera. Yo, what up? What up, what up? It's your boy, the Dean. Shout out to the 185 up there that liked the show and stuff like that. Just a quick hit and run show for y'all guys out there. I know it's kind of late, but I needed to do a show. You know, I'm always loving to kick it, so I'm going to kick it with you. We got a good show, a very good show for y'all today. And as always, one thing about us that we love to do, that we are proud of saying, that everything we talk about is 100% authentic. Everything we talk about is 100% original. So y'all guys are in for a treat today. Oh, shit. I need to shift that over. Damn. I've got to move that over. Oh, Steven. Guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number. Oh, my gosh, what did I do? I forgot to add something I created, man. Shit. How do I do that? Let me see here. Give me a second here. Is that it? Let's see if I got it right. No, that's not it. Is that it? Okay, yeah, I got to add something. I got to add something real quick. Guys, you have the number one, and shout out to all you guys. I forgot to add something, man. I got a great show topic for y'all today. I had to make sure that I add the right thing in there. So give me 1 second so I can add it. So when I add it, I can add it to the show. There we go. That's what I wanted to add to the show. Put that in there. All right, that's good. All right, shout out to my chat room dogs out there. Guys, I got a question. Just put a Q in the chat, okay? No 5-hour show. This ain't gonna be no 5-hour show. This ain't gonna be no 5-hour show, man. We don't do 5-hour shows. But anyway, if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask a question, gentlemen. As always, go ahead and get your notebooks out. Gentlemen, get your notebooks out. Take down this information. If you have any questions or anything, go ahead and ask. We have a very, very good show for y'all guys today. Don't forget, tomorrow my dog and I, Lucario, are going live at 12 noon. So make sure y'all in for that. Also, guys, we'll have a show later on that went Tuesday night, and we will chop that up. But I've got to. Where the fuck is it at? I got to add something. Let's see here. I got to add something. So I'm just trying to see. trying to see something before I even, I'm going to go ahead and take that off. I'm trying to think of something to take off. So I'm not going to take off, so I'm going to add this on here. Guys, you got a question, put a Q in the chat. We got you guys covered. There are no dumb questions. Pop that in there. Okay, cool. That's in there. Guys, if y'all want to call in, you got the number 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. Now we're going to chop it up. Today, what we're going to be talking about is, I guess, this is a major thing. This is a major thing, what we're going to be talking about today. And it's something what I love the most is no one really even talks about what we're about to talk about. So that's why I'm a little bit excited about talking about it, even though it's kind of late in the day. We got to talk about this because this is something that's very crucial to why most of you guys are not winning as men. It's probably the number one reason why you're not doing that. And the reason I'm doing that is because I talked to a client today. I talked to a client and I said, after talking to him, I said, you know what? Wow. I've never even really, nobody's ever really looked at what I'm about to talk to you about in the way that I need to talk to y'all about, because nobody talks about your scribe. We're the only ones that talk about your scribe. We're the only ones that talk about your marketing team. We are the only ones that talk about your government, your studio, your film room, your culinary school, your drug lab, your amusement park, your weight room in your mind. We're the only ones that talk about this stuff. That's what I love about it. Because we want to keep it all the way authentic. But, man, we got to talk, because I kind of grazed on it a little bit. But I didn't really go into it like I'm going to go into it today. And it's really your Achilles heel. So one thing that is stopping all of you guys from learning game, learning yourself, learning who you are, learning why you are, learning how to move like a man, all of this, what we're going to be talking about, is very important. So what we got to do is we got to look at this a few different ways, because I'm going to slow cook this one. Most of you young men out there, okay, always want to learn game. You always want to learn how to grow. You always want to learn how to evolve, but you're not evolving. On one hand, you're not evolving. But on the other hand, gentlemen, you're self-sabotaging yourself. You're not having great relationships. If you are having a relationship, you are not the man in the relationship. You're getting yelled at. You're getting disrespected. And we're going to talk about it because these things are very important. Now, for a lot of you guys out here, you're always working against yourself and you don't even realize it. You don't realize what you're doing right now that hurts and harms you when it comes to game. So many of you young men out there, because you don't have game, and this is no knock, it's okay to be a surface dweller. Because right now, that's all you are looking at is living on the surface. But why and how are you living on the surface? What are the characteristics of you being a surface dweller and you not growing? So many of you guys are not growing, but you don't even understand why. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Talking about and discussing the why. For a lot of you guys out there, you're too trusting. Meaning that because you don't have a sense of self, and you don't have a foundation, you trust whatever is in front of you as truth. As truth. Okay? A lot of you guys out there who don't have a foundation or no sense of self, okay? Most of you guys out there, unfortunately, are very disillusioned, very naive, and unfortunately, very gullible. A lot of you guys actually think what you see and hear and read and watch is actually truth. You allow people to take advantage of you unwillingly, because when you don't have game and you don't have experience for yourself, you do this. You just don't understand why it is that, you know what, why am I so impressionable? When I see something, it does something to me. But because you're like that, you then become dependent on other people and what other people are doing. You hear things, but you don't listen. And for so many of you guys out here, because you because a lot of you guys refuse to get out of your comfort zone, you then fall into these two things. Now, we've got to kind of slow cook this one to kind of bring you full speed to understand why you are what you are. Because you don't have a sense of self, gentlemen, what happens to you is that because you're staying in your comfort zone and because you yourself don't believe in yourself, unknowingly you begin to gravitate away from your core and you gravitate away from your true self. You run away from the thing that you don't understand, the thing that you cannot control, and you actually run away from yourself. And as you begin to run away from yourself, gentlemen, sometimes what happens, gentlemen, is that you run into or you go on YouTube because you are trying to figure out your life because you just don't know you. So then what you do, the first thing you do as a surface dweller, you learn how to equal numbers equals knowledge. Write that down. Numbers equals knowledge. So what happens is you go, it's like Hansel and Gretel or Hansel and Gretel. You see a beautiful gingerbread house. Numbers equal knowledge. You see the gingerbread house. You see all the trimmings because you look at the numbers and you automatically assume that because the numbers are high, the person knows what he's talking about. And unknowingly and unwillingly, you begin to walk towards that because numbers equal knowledge. You automatically assume because a person has hundreds of thousands or 35, 40, 70,000 subscribers, oh my God, this guy knows exactly what he's talking about. Numbers equal knowledge. And what you notice is when you go to these spaces, you begin to notice that they welcome you with open arms. And as they are welcome you with open arms, is that they begin to tell you that there is a certain kind of thought that the collective has as one group, one mind, one way. And because you are running away from yourself, you begin to take on the language of said group. Because the only way you can fit in is by speaking the same language as the group that is controlled by one hive mind that controls the collective. And every guy that you follow behind that guy is a layer, gentlemen, that you put over yourself and your core. The further you go down that rabbit hole of numbers equals knowledge, you automatically assume that you are getting an understanding of the world, an understanding of women, and an understanding of self. But what you don't understand is that you are actually setting yourself up for the greatest downfall. Because you will learn that you are not accountable for your actions. You learn how to hate. You learn how to be a victim. Because you're tired of being shamed. You're tired of being alone. And what you want to do is follow everybody and everything because you don't see the world because you actually believe that the numbers equal knowledge and the numbers are able to help you grow as a man. And the more you keep going down that rabbit hole, the more you begin to take in the drug of the lie, the drug of following somebody that doesn't have your best interest at heart, gentlemen. Doesn't have your best interest at all at heart. What they want to do is they want to indoctrinate you into their thinking versus show you how to think for yourself. But they know you can't think for yourself and you are blind. So you blind are being followed by those that are blind, blind leading the blind. Because you continue to want to self-sabotage yourself by trying to find justification in things that are going wrong in your life because you automatically assume that if it's not about me, and I can't blame me, if I can just blame the woman about everything that's going wrong in my life, I can live the perfect life. And unknowingly, all day, every day, you just take the drug. And because that feeling feels good, of feeling like you belong somewhere, oh, they lead you to a deeper rabbit hole to somebody else. And they just pass you around like you're the town whore. Pass you around from one YouTuber to the next, to the next, to the next. And all they're doing is saying the same thing, but the number one goal is to keep you away from your core values and who you are. So what happens when you do find a relationship? Because you have no sense of self. What happens is you then feel like you're lucky. You feel like, you know what, today's the best day because I met somebody. And yet you don't know anything about them. And as you keep going away from yourself, you get hornier and more desperate. To a point where you don't care who it is. As long as I get my thing wet, I don't care who she is. I got to have her. I've got to taste her. I've got to be with her. I've got to do all these things. And you don't even see and understand what's going on because you refuse to go out of your comfort zone. You refuse to grow. You refuse to be one with yourself. You refuse it all the time. You have no idea what it is you're doing for yourself. Because you want someone else to tell you how to think. So where's your thinking? Your thinking is trying to mimic and be somebody else. They say they're a level one guy, a level two guy, a level three guy, a red guy, a blue guy, a purple guy, whatever they name. And you believe in it so much, you then take on the language. And the more you're going over here to your left, the more you're running away from your core by self-sabotaging yourself. And by the time you realize it, it's too late. You're already in the relationship. And she's abusing you. She's dogging you out. She's mistreating you. She's talking down to you, okay? And when all this stuff happens, you just don't have an idea of how to get yourself out of a situation. You can't get out of a situation when you are preoccupied by learning a new language or another thought process. Once they wear you out with one word or phrase, they always find another word or phrase because they've got to keep you motivated to stay and worship the one true thing that was ever the hive mind that's controlling the collective. Because you don't see it. You don't see it. And you devote yourself. Not only yourself, you devote time to these groups. Because you think that this is actually who I am. I am what that person tells me. And I believe every story they tell me. That is their truth, which will be my truth. I believe that there are pills and plates and there's saucers and code approaches and frames and all that to a point where you begin to regurgitate the information so much that you totally lose sight of who you are as a man. You lose sight of that. You run away from that thing. And you just can't understand how it is I'm in a position where I'm losing and I'm not winning. I'm just not winning. Things are not working out for me. I'm not winning in life. I'm sad. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm confused. Okay? Because when I look at the numbers, knowledge is numbers. Numbers are knowledge. If they have the high count, then they absolutely know what they're talking about. Because your mind is not processing the right information. Okay? It's not processing the right information. Thus, you then process wrong information to a point where you just have no idea what's going on. You just are blind. And you're so far in, it's hard to get out. And when you get out, the biggest problem is, what do I do next? How do I navigate myself when I don't even know who I am? I don't know why I do the things I do. I don't know what it is I want. You know what's funny about someone that goes to jail and they're in prison for a long time and they get used to the lifestyle of the prison. And then when they get released into the real world, they can't function in the real world because the world that they know and the world that they're in is that prison lifestyle. And they feel like I just got to commit a crime so I can go back to that lifestyle because I can't function outside of those jail bars. And it's the same thing for a lot of you young men. You cannot function. And because you can't function, what happens is you begin to do things to self-sabotage yourself. Unwillingly, unknowingly, it doesn't matter. You just don't know who you are and why you are. So then to make yourself feel better, they come up with a new word, and you believe in the word so much that all you do is regurgitate that word, mimic that word, and parrot that word because you want to be one with a greater collective. Thus, is pulling you away from yourself. And the farther you go away from yourself, it's hard to go back because at that point, like I was telling you last night, the trust is gone. The trust is gone. The trust is gone with you. You cannot just break free of these cults. But see, this is not what it's about. I'm not talking about the cults today. I just wanted to let y'all know that's one part of it. Because some of you guys get sick of it and some of you guys free yourself. But just because you're free from it doesn't mean that it's not still guiding you. Because then when you see a woman, you think that she's special. You think she's beautiful. You think you're not good enough. You place all these judgments. You're worried about her sex count and everything in between. You're worried about everything except what is she bringing to my table? But see, one cannot do that when one is not one with itself. One thought, one mind, one way, your way. But you don't have a way because you've been so going somebody else's way. You have been running like a sheep with the herd because you think that going over the cliff is better than being alone. And I asked so many of you young men out there, what would you be without the Matrix? If there was no Matrix movie, what would you be right now? If there were no Matrix movie, what would you be? And most of you guys can't even answer that question because that's breaking your brain trying to figure out, wait a second, is there something in what he's saying? Wait a second. What are you trying to say? What do you mean if there was no Matrix movie? Because if there was no Matrix movie, it wouldn't be any pills. If there wasn't any pills, what would you be? How would you move? How would you think? But you are thinking right now, and you don't realize it. Guys, y'all want to call in 563-999-3056? You don't even realize it. And because you don't realize it, you continue to go down a hole that you can't dig yourself out of. You always sabotage everything. You want to talk to a woman, but because you were on the other side of the street, you never was taught how to talk to a woman. Because you were on the other side of the street, you never knew how to put your bid in. Because you were on the other side of the street, you never learned what to say to a woman, why you should say these things. You never learned how to operate and utilize the best parts of yourself on the other side. The best parts of you, you never utilize those things because you gave up on that side of yourself. You gave up. You said, hey, man, I don't want to be one. I want to be part of a collective of individuals who don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. But yet, as long as they put the word game or they put the word pimp in or women in these sentences, oh, you come running because you actually think they know what they're talking about. But these are the problems that a lot of you guys are having, and there is a reason why you are like this. And there is a reason why you will continue to be like this. Because I talked about your scribe and all these other things, but today we're going to talk about one of the most important people in your world, and that is your detective. Most of you right now say, wait a second, my detective? What do you mean, my detective? You mean I got a detective? Yes, your detective. You see, gentlemen, your detective has one job and one job only. And his job is to ensure that whoever you talk to or whatever information you subscribe to is going to be something to help you grow your kingdom. His job is to find out the who's, the what's, and the why's before you make any moves. And y'all guys never been taught this before. Nobody has ever talked to you about your detective the way we're going to be talking about it. Nobody is, because nobody goes this deep. And no one actually tells you why you fail, because you don't have this person right here that has to do all the front end work before he stamps the approval of you giving that woman your time, your respect, and most importantly, the dick. And because you don't have the detective, you're naive. And because you don't have the detective, you just blindly go into relationships, blindly move women in, blindly sleep with women, blindly get them pregnant, blindly don't even wear rubbers, blindly trust these women at face value, just like you did the other side of the street with all that theory. It's the same exact thing. You are blind to it. And because you're blind, you trust it. Because you don't trust yourself. And because you don't trust yourself, you look for someone to find trust in. And you give away the best parts of you to beg that person to lead and guide you. And when you don't have a detective to do the work, you will always, gentlemen, sabotage yourself. You see, gentlemen, without this person that you're looking at right here, you never have him ask the questions to see if the information is going to help you. You see, the detective doesn't look at numbers equals knowledge, because that's what surface level people do. Your detective, his job is to scrape to the bottom of the pot and get all the information right before you make the move. He must see and peel back the layers and what he's doing in order to see if it's good for you. And if you don't think it's good for you, you're not even going to fuck with it. He is the one person that has your back. He is the one person that looks out for you. He is the one person that gets you to think. He's got to move. His job is to make decisions. His job is to make judgment calls for the better of your kingdom and make sure that what you are about to upload here has no viruses. no malware or spyware that's going to fuck up your kingdom. He is one of your masterminds. And he has tools of questioning everything and everybody to make sure that if you go over there, it's for the best benefit of you. It's your benefit to do that. They want to make sure that everything you do, because sometimes, gentlemen, you don't see it, especially when you have no solid foundation. When you look at, let's look at first, we're going to talk about the YouTubers, and then we'll talk about the women. Sometimes you don't see the cult mentality in front of your face because you see a bunch of people that have one mind, one thought, one collective that mimic the same words over and over and over again, and you think that this is where I need to be. I'm home. But the detective will say, no, that's not home. That's not you. You are not the words that are spewing from the hive mind to the collective. You are not the cult way, the cult mind. And every decision, or before you even make a decision, you've got to, what he does is he considers all the information that is in front of him. He goes deep to make sure that if you're going to listen to this person, you're going to get something out of it. You're going to follow somebody that's going to teach you, or us, as he says to you, to teach us to better think for ourselves instead of thinking as a collective. No. This is not your gut feeling, because here's the problem, B. See, when you don't have a sense of self, your gut feeling and your gut instinct is skewed because you're not rooted in your core. So your feeling or gut instinct comes from an emotional side most of the times. I want to be a part of something. I want to be a part of somebody. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be by myself. I hate myself. I hate I can't navigate the world. I hate I can't talk to women. I hate I can't even get a woman. But you know what? They make me feel good. My instinct says to listen to them. Why? Because just like mommy tucking you in the bed, reading you a story and giving you warm milk, sometimes your mind will rather go the easy route than the real route. Who wants to work hard? Who wants to be dedicated and devoted and realize game takes time? Who wants to do that? Especially living in a microwave world where you can just pick up your phone and you have access to whatever you want, whenever you want, how you want it. Your phone is like a computer, a library, a movie theater, a concert hall. It is everything in one, right at the palm of your hand, how you want to access it. So you train your mind just like that telephone. I need it right now. So do I want to do the hard work? Fuck that. No, I got the instinct that, you know what? It's going to feel better because I don't have to work hard. I don't have to look like a fool anymore. I don't have to be accountable for my actions anymore. I can blame someone else for everything that's going wrong in my life. Sign me up. That's the instinct. That's the feeling, B. Let me run as far as I can away from my true self to become the second best, whoever the motherfucker you're following. Because you running away from your core and following somebody makes you the second best because you want to emulate that person. You want to be that person. You want to talk like that person, and you don't even realize it. But that's just the YouTube stuff. But then when you meet a woman, your gut feeling or your gut instincts tell you when you don't have no core, oh, my God, please, please let me get her. I promise I'll do everything. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Oh, my God, she's so beautiful. Oh, my God, I have to have her, and I'll take her to the finest restaurant. I don't want to mess this up. This is the prettiest girl I ever. Oh, God, please let me have her. That's what your gut instinct tells you. I know nothing about this woman. I ain't got no game, but can I get her to my house? Let me get her to my house. Let me get her to my place. I gotta have sex with her right now. Oh, my God. I can't believe she's coming over. Oh, my God. Look what I do. Yeah, come over. This is what your gut feeling and your gut instincts tell you when you're on the surface. You judge a woman by her looks. You judge a woman by her. You judge a woman by how good she puts on the makeup. You judge the woman on how good she puts on that weave on her head. You judge the woman on how good she wears that push-up bra. You judge the woman on how tight her spandex is. And you never look beyond that because all you know is just looking at things at face value because you just don't have the detective. Okay? You just don't have it. Let's see here. Ask a question here. He says, I came a little late, but are you saying that emulating or seeking to emulate others is a cop-out realism? Absolutely. Because you can only be the second best of the person you're emulating. Unless you were born the exact same way as that person and did everything that person did in his life, you can only be him. But you want to be like him. And listen, guys, I'll be honest with you. Look, when you were kids, I'll give you a pass. Let me tell y'all guys something. When we were kids, when we were younger, we would play a thing called throw-up tackle. There were other names called smear the cue, but I can't say it now because people get hurt feelings. But before we played football, outside or basketball, but I just say more football, we would warm up with a game of throw-up tackle. And what we would do is we would choose to be an offensive player in the NFL, our favorite football player, and then we want to be our favorite defensive player because we wanted to emulate what we saw on TV as kids now. Now, understand this. As kids, I'm going to give you up. You're a kid. You have no thought. You have heroes. You emulate it. We used to emulate. We would watch Kung Fu Theater on Saturdays, go outside and emulate Kung Fu. Toad style, crane style, tiger style. Or you watch wrestling. And you would emulate the people that you see. For back then, it was like, you know, you had your Rocks. Well, for me, it was like Honky Tonk Man. You had your Hogan, your Iron Sheik. I'm talking about way back in the day, your Ric Flairs, blah, blah, blah. But when you were a child, it was okay. You watch Star Wars or something as a child or something, and you would grab a wiffle ball bat and act like it's a lightsaber, and we would go outside and But we were kids then. And as children, it is okay because you're using your imagination. You're emulating the things that you see, and that's okay. But once you get older, and as you get older, you don't emulate what you watch anymore. You just watch it for entertainment purposes. You watch football for sports. You watch wrestling for entertainment. You watch movies for entertainment. But you just don't go outside and act those things out anymore because you are more mature. But what happens to these young men is that they still carry over the mindset of, I want to emulate the other guy versus work on myself. Let me get this quick question. What's up, 714? What's up, man?
Hey, Steve. I just wanted to reaffirm one thing that these guys have to realize. With these women, the average American woman weighs 170-plus pounds, and if you put her up on a pedestal, she's going to break the fucking thing. So the reality is there's nothing to put on a pedestal. These surface dwellers have to realize that when they see a woman out there in makeup and all fixed up with all the weeds and all that shit, if she's a 7, once she takes the makeup and shit off, she's probably a 4 or 5. Whatever you see a woman out in the field looks like in real life, take 2 or 3 points away from her. Without the makeup, the wigs, the lashes, and all the other shit, when you wake up with her in the morning, she's 2 or 3 points left. What do you say to that, Steve?
This one you did so good. At least you have your record of being good 3 times, and then you just fucked up.
All right. How'd I fuck up?
Let me tell you where you fucked up. Okay. Game is what game does, young big guy. We're not here to judge a woman because, listen, everybody has their idea of what they like in a woman, okay? Everybody has their ideas. Some guys don't like, for me, I don't like skinny, thin-ass women with pancake asses and shit. I don't like that shit. Some guys like that shit. Some guys like those real thin, pencil-ass models, right? Some guys like big, curvy women. Some guys like in-between or athletic women. That's not what is sexy to the man. It's how he is treated by the thing that he's interested in. So I don't want you to see what you're doing right now. This is why I'm going to show you something. See, if I didn't have my core of who I am, I would believe your thoughts as how I should live my life through what you're saying. You said she's 75 or what? I think she said 175 pounds. Then you're just training me. If I didn't have my detective and I was gullible, naive, and disillusioned, I would take what you're saying as actual truth, and then what you're saying would be my truth. And then I would see the world through your eyes because I'm then emulating you, and that means I'm the second best you. I can never be you, but if I am gullible, naive, and disillusioned, And I look at you and I see that you have a huge subscriber count because in my mind, subscriber equals knowledge. Numbers equal knowledge. So if you want to say what you're saying, I would believe that as truth, even though it's your truth. See, I'm not here to fight you on your truth. The reason why I get on you so much is because I want you to talk about your truth for yourself and not push your truth on somebody else to be the truth. It is just your truth. Because, see, the thing is, I don't push my truth. I push for these young men to see their truth so they can think for themselves when they're in situations. But, see, what you're saying is, yes, it's true for you. I can't argue on that one. But is it fair for them to take your truth as the truth, big dog? Is that fair for them? Right.
No,
so that's
right. I'm three for four, aren't I?
You're 3 for 4, man. Yeah, you got to start over now. You were 3 for 4. That was good, though. It was good, though, big dog. But I got to finish the show. But you did okay. You just fucked up that time.
All right.
But you did good,
thanks,
though, okay?
Dude.
All right, respect.
All right, let me get started.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. What'd you say real quick? Yeah, what's up?
Thank you, bro.
Okay, man. We'll throw you back in. Okay. So, guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. We got you covered. But this is exactly what I'm saying for you guys, and this is how it works. Somebody will come along and tell you their truth. But see, this is the depth in which the world, judgment number 5, doesn't want you to think as a man. They've got this thing called the news. And if you understand or overstand the news is about ratings. They always put the scary shit first and then end it on a happy ending, because that is what you call with a soap opera a cliffhanger. See, a cliffhanger is what soap operas do on Friday. Friday, they build everything up to make you so excited you can't wait for Monday, and then they'll hit you with another cliffhanger on Friday, and they'll just keep the process going on and on and on. But like I said before, the way the news does it is to scare you into things. Isn't it odd that most of y'all forgot about COVID right now? Isn't it odd that no one's ever talked? Hey, think about this for a second. Because I brought it up, you're like, damn, wait a second. They're not talking about COVID no more. They're not talking about wearing masks. It's as if it never appeared, as if it never happened. But they've got a way to move you when you are not grounded by using fear tactics, using fear tactics to persuade you in believing that it's true. How many of you guys, y'all have to be honest, but just think, I want y'all to think about something. How many of you guys out there, a guy shoots up a movie theater somewhere on Jupiter, it gets to the news, and by the time it gets to the news in your neighborhood, you don't even want to go to the movies anymore. Matter of fact, the movie theaters hire a police officer just to make you feel safe, even though it didn't even happen in your neighborhood. Because fear tactics control the naive, the disillusioned. It's the fear tactics they use with women. But it is also the fear tactics women use on you to dangle not the pussy, but they dangle themselves, as in you will lose her if you don't follow her narrative. When you're not grounded, gentlemen, when you're not grounded, that's what happens to a lot of you guys. And you don't even see it happening until they tell you it's happening, because you are waiting to be told how to think. See, when you can't think on your own, you're in this like purgatory area where you're just waiting for the next person to tell you how to move, how to think, how to behave. And all you're doing is sitting there dormant and waiting for someone to tell you to do something, because you don't believe that you can do it yourself. But this is where the detective comes in at. See, the more you are one with yourself, the more everything works together. And see, when you have the detective, gentlemen, that's why we're talking about it. When you have the detective, all the decisions you make will always be easy. You want to know why? Because he does the necessary homework for you, and you don't even realize it. He does the necessary homework for you. He makes sure that everything is working right. He doesn't give a fuck. Listen, he doesn't care. His job, he has one job and one job only, and that is to tell you what is. He's not in the could-be world. He's going to tell you what is. If she ain't shit, he's going to let you know, even though you find her beautiful and sexy. But he's the one that's going to start peeling back the layers and seeing what's behind the makeup, what's behind the weave, what's behind the... See, gentlemen, if you actually think about this. This is important. You can go to WorldStar. You can go to Facebook or Instagram. And what do you see? Women belittling men. Women yelling at men, women screaming and throwing things and hitting them and punching them and doing all these mean things to men. And these men are just sitting here blinking their eyes like, this is how life is supposed to be. I'm supposed to be controlled by a woman. I'm supposed to be told what to do. I'm supposed to be walked over. I'm supposed to be treated like shit. It's like y'all got this thing. You remember that Chicken Little? You every time like an acorn hits you on your fucking head, you think the sky is falling. Because you don't have a sense of self, you tell yourself that it's okay. I should be treated bad. She should walk over to me, dangle things, and tell me what I should and shouldn't do. She should tell me how I should have and navigate my relationships, what I should do when I live with her, She should be my mommy and tell me when I go to bed and where I can go, where I can't go. Because if I don't listen to her, I got to sleep on the couch in my own fucking house. My fucking house. I got to sleep on the couch. I can't make her mad because I remember my mother once told me, or no, my father probably once told me, happy wife, happy life. Don't make mom mad, son. See, mom's mad and mom's upset. So, son, we got to get out of mom's way. We don't want her to come home mad because a mad mom is going to tear. And all y'all guys did was soak up that information as truth because you never had the detective looking things over for you, making sure that you think for yourself with the knowledge of what you have in front of you. The detective that you have always will challenge and check everything and will not under any circumstances. Let me show you him. He falls with the crew. He's part of your crew, gentlemen. This guy right here, most important motherfucker, part of your crew. He is the one that will, like I said, challenge and check everything. He believes nothing and he assumes nothing. He's got to look at the person and the behavior. He doesn't look at the person. He looks at the behavior. And if the behavior is hate women, the behavior is single mothers ain't shit. The behavior is women for the streets. The behaviors are words, hypergamy, female nature. He will tell you, run fucking now. Get the fuck away. This is harmful to who you are at your core. Leave those motherfuckers alone. He will tell you that. But he is also the one that goes, you say, damn, she looked pretty. Damn, she looked sexy. Hold on now. Wait a second. Whoa. What has she done that sexy, big dog? What has she done that she should get your time, your money? What has she done? We've got to look beyond the makeup and beyond the weave, beyond the eyeliner and the tight clothes, sir. We can't believe that she's perfect, because if she's so damn perfect, why doesn't she have a man? Stop assuming things. Check for everything. Don't take any, listen, nothing should be taken for granted. Nothing. When you have this person right here, because this person has your best interest, because he is the one thing that you have that has to protect your throne. Your warrior, through protection, is going to protect you. He's supposed to protect you, but he can't protect what he doesn't know, and this is where the detective comes in at. Because he's always looking for the who, the what, and the why. Why do you want to take that woman out? What is so special about that woman? Do you actually know who the fuck you are? Who the fuck is she? You don't even know her. You know nothing of her. All you know is what you see, and you cannot be blinded by the surface. You must go below the surface and see what she actually is and not what you see. Your perception will always skew you and always throw you off your square, because your perception, gentlemen, is also connected to your belief system, how you think, how you move, how you see the world. And when you're not one with yourself and you're not in the core of who you are, you will be blinded by not only those YouTubers, but you will also be blinded by the woman. You will be blinded by the makeup, blinded by the weave, blinded by the nails and all the features, blinded by the push-up bra that makes her titties pop, blinded by the tight clothes that she wears, knowing she wore what probably get a dress one size smaller to suck her stomach in as she rolls in a goddamn bed to button that shit up, knowing her fucking feet hurt, wearing them high heels to make her ass cheeks pop a little more, but you become blinded because you never ask about the who's, the what's, and the why's, and that's his job. See, nobody tells. See, this is the thing about us. I tell you, nobody talks about this. There's nobody out there that talks about this. Everybody wants you to be gullible. Everybody wants you to be naive. Everybody wants you to be disillusioned. Everybody wants you to follow what they say as truth. And I'm saying, fuck no, you only got a few of us out there. But I tell you what. We don't want you to fucking follow us. We don't want our truth to be your truth. Don't fucking believe us. See the shit for yourselves. See it for yourselves. Find your detective. See, it's hard right now because like I told you guys yesterday, you're like the friend zone. You have friend zoned everybody. You don't care about these people that care about you. Just like white T cells in your body that kill things to prevent you sometimes from having a cold or getting sick and all that other stuff, you have just shunned them from everything. You're so busy following and worshiping another man, you choose to stop to worship him, the detective, and appreciate the work that he does to protect who you are, to be able to take a step back, gentlemen, not a step forward, a step back and survey everything, going beyond your perception of what you see. Because when you don't have if you're not tied into your core, you're going to believe everything that comes your way. You're going to believe every word that somebody says, and you're going to believe every news article and all that to be truth because you can't find the answers yourself. But they don't want you to know this. They don't want you to think. Women don't want you to think. These YouTubers don't want you to think. The marketers and advertisers don't want you to think. They don't want you to know that you have a detective. Come on, man. Let's be honest. Yes, your parents taught you that if some stranger came along in a van asking to help me look for my kitty cat and shit, you knew that something would go off. It'd be like kind of like your spidey sense. You know what's right. You know it's not odd if somebody that you don't know is asking you to get in a fucking van. You're like, whoa, what the fuck? No. This is no. But you have given up on that person. The one person that has your fucking back. The one person that looks out for you more than anybody else. He looks out for you. Because not only does he look out for you to show you stop being naive, stop being gullible, stop being disillusioned. He also will identify things that you cannot see. See, because he is part of your core, he is a selfish motherfucker. Part of your core, selfish. Me, 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 I. And I want to make sure anything that we bring into our lives, our castle, our world, our universes is going to bring us sunshine and rainbows. We're not bringing in drama into our lives just because it has a fat ass and big titties. We're not bringing in a disrespect because it looks good, because it's treating us well, and sometimes she's nice, and sometimes she's not. We're not doing that, gentlemen. 803, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Yes, sir.
What's up, brother?
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, long You was telling everybody about, you know, discipline and stuff like that. You were saying that join the military, that can help you out. They could discipline you. And I was thinking about it, too. Will that really discipline me and get me right?
I can't say it can because I don't know what you are at your core. I can't say what it can do. But what I can tell you is that go to a recruiter and talk to the recruiter. Ask him the questions. See, I don't. Here's the problem. Let me tell you something, young man. See, if I suggest going there, I don't want to tell you. Don't ever do what someone tells you to do. If they suggest, ask questions. Absolutely, and I answered those questions earlier today. What I'm saying to you is that you got to ask yourself this question: how old am I, and what the fuck am I doing for myself? How old are you? 803.
24.
Okay. So you're 8 years removed from high school. So that means that there are people and students that have already graduated and started their careers while you're sitting on your fucking ass. So if that's not a wake-up call to get off your ass and do something, I don't know what it is, big dog.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm a truck driver, but I was wondering, like, you know, I know they got...
Well, that's okay. Well, if you got a you're a truck driver, that's okay then. If you have a career driving trucks and you're fine with that, and you're okay collecting the salaries that they give truck drivers, then do that then. I thought you were like the other guy sitting at your mother's house just fucking looking at TV all day, ain't doing shit. But if you're a truck driver, do that. My bad. What I'm saying is if you're a truck driver and you like doing that, do that. But if you're looking for something more, check out a recruiter. I always tell guys, man, if you ever want to get a job, I always tell guys that ask me, like how I do. I used to love starting off in the mailroom. I always love the mailroom. The mailroom to me is, and follow me on this, as a young guy, like getting out of high school, it's the greatest job in the world, number one, because you are one of the most powerful, not the powerful, you are on the outskirts of power in the mailroom. Let me explain why. See, there are three levels of a business office, okay? You got upper management, that's the CFOs, presidents, vice presidents, and all those up there. Then you got middle management, all the worker bees, okay? But then you got the mail clerks. And see, the mail clerks rub elbows with everybody in the building. And you get more clout because you're connecting with the top brass. You talk to the presidents. You talk to the CEOs, the CFOs, and all that other shit on a daily fucking basis. And also what's good is that when you make connections with them, connections with the managers, when there is a position that's open, you can move up within the company from the mailroom. And not to mention all the women that come down. Oh, my God, it's a little bit of everything. But I would just say to a guy that wants to probably, if they want to get into the business world and they don't know what to do yet, start from the mailroom, become a mailroom supervisor, and you rub elbows with powerful people. I'm talking about the top motherfuckers. It's not like you become untouchable. Here's the best thing about the mailroom as well. When companies go dissolve and everybody gets fired, they don't fire you. Because even though they're getting rid of all those motherfuckers in the middle, contracts still have to be passed on. Mail still needs to be collected and passed out. So you the last motherfucker to go as well, big dog. But I'm just saying that's another option you can think about, man.
Okay. Yes.
So do you have any other questions? You good?
Let me see here. Yes, about meeting women. Because I listened to you before. When I was at Myrtle Beach, I walk up to a woman and I'll say, hey there. I'll say, excuse me, beautiful. The reason why I stopped you was because
I wouldn't call
I see
it beautiful,
you looking
though.
Nice.
I wouldn't call her beautiful, though.
Okay. And I want to get to know you in an intimate way. But I think I'm missing something there.
Yeah, you are missing something. Yeah, you need to get some coaching, dog. Yeah, you're missing a lot of steps. You're missing a lot of steps, man. What you're doing is you're saying 1, 2, A, B, square, circle, red, blue, pink, 4, 5, 7, 10, 13. You're all over the place. You're just saying shit to say it versus know why you should say it. You see what I'm saying? The difference. See, what a lot of y'all guys do is you try to regurgitate shit versus know why you should say the shit. Because if you don't know why you're saying it, you don't really believe in it. You're just running off your mouth. You know what I mean, big guy?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, get some coaching and we'll solve that, okay? So I'll throw you back in, but great call, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you so much.
Hey, and be safe out there, okay? Don't fucking be careful out there, okay?
All right,
stay up, man. All right. Stay up. All right, respect to you. All right, so let me see right here. Let me get this question right here, guys. I got a question going to ask. Does my desire for things I want come from my core? But you don't, okay, see, what are you desiring? Okay, this is the problem with y'all motherfuckers. I cannot read your mind. I need you to go a little more deeper on the statement or the question that you're asking. What the fuck is it that you desire? Let me know. I can't answer this question if you don't give me more detail. Y'all got to be more detailed as young men when y'all are talking to people, okay? Girl I'm dating says she doesn't do hookups or friends with benefit unless we're friends first and we have a connection. See, this is what I'm talking about. Look at that. Gullible, naive, disillusioned, no core, just a kite following wherever the wind blows it. Listen to what you're saying, brother. You're saying, here's the first, I don't even know you're dating her. What the fuck you mean date? See, the problem with you surface dwellers, you're not dating her. Listen to what you're saying. You're saying you're dating her, but she's telling you she doesn't do hookups and friends with benefits first because they got to be friends. So you're not even dog, this is what's wrong with y'all guys. You're not dating her because you're talking to her. And what I would tell you to do is leave that woman alone, surface dweller, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You've already lost. And you don't even realize it. If she tells you to suck a dick, are you going to suck a dick? Because, oh, hey, she told me to, because if I suck a dick, we'll make a connection. I mean, it's just a dick. I mean, come on. Look how pretty she is. Look how fine she is. Oh, man. Come on, Steve. Come on, Steve. Validate it, man. Come on, Steve. She's so pretty. Are you fucking serious? Do y'all see why you lose? You can't even conjure up a thought to say no. As soon as you, I'm telling you guys, the day and the moment she says to you, I want you to open up to me. I want you to start telling me things about you. As soon as you do what she tells you to do, you've already lost. But you don't even see you lost because you've already lost yourself. Because you think these women are special. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with y'all dwellers, man? That is crazy question. We already talked about that one. And I'm waiting for you to answer my question, C-Dog. The fuck do you mean about what do you desire? You're not even with her. Man, look, dude, this ain't for you. Listen. As I said before, young man, the game is not for everybody. It's not for you, big dog. The game is not for you. You need to just be your bitch. That's listen. Everybody cannot make the football team, the basketball team, or the baseball team. Some of you motherfuckers won't even make the practice squad. So what I'm saying to you, J-Dog, listen, just accept that you ain't got no game and you never will. And because you're thirsty, you're going to be in line to get your ass kicked, smacked around, abused, talked down to, and used up, and not in a sexual way. She's going to use you for your money and take everything you got because that's who you are. This is your life. So don't – listen, if I were you, I'd just tell her, look, I'm your bitch. Please tell me what you want me to do. Just tell me. What do you want me to do? Because look at you. Listen to how you talk. You're so sad. But the part, the thing that's worse about it, there's so many of you like this. You're okay, my brother. My brother, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. My brother, listen to me. But first, wait, before I answer this lie, C-Dog, before I answer the lie, we got to go to the dojo in the mind real quick, guys. I'm sorry. You know, we got to go to the dojo to the mind. So if you haven't been to the dojo in the mind, guys, go ahead and take a moment. Let's go into the dojo in your mind. And, gentlemen, let's just take a moment and let's go ahead and read the creed. If you have not created a creed for yourself, gentlemen, please just take this one until you create your own creed. But this will be in the book, in the opening pages of the book. Let's read it. And it goes like this. I am the only one of my kind. That is my truth. And I will defend that truth until my very last breath. I will challenge myself every day to be a better man. I don't fail. I learn. And I will stay true to myself and not change for anyone. I will not judge myself. I will not judge women. I will not judge other men or make excuses. I am here to build up my mind, and I'm not here to explain myself to you or force you to understand me. That's your job. This is who I am today. And if you're lucky enough to keep my attention and earn my respect, you get to meet the new me tomorrow. All right, we're back. All right, so like I was saying before, C-Dog, let me talk to you, brother. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Let me talk to you, dog. Your mind is the greatest trickster. Sometimes your mind thinks you are things when you're actually the mere opposite of those things. You are not a student of the game, sir. You are a bird watcher that lays on your stomach with your binoculars and just watches the shows. See, here is the problem. I'm glad that you want to lie to yourself, but let's be honest. How can you become a man when you're not even a student of the game? How can you become a man? How can you envision what you are to yourself when you don't even know who you actually are, big dog? So don't let your mind tell you things and you know you're not those things. You know you're not those things, okay? I appreciate what you're saying, but you're not doing, dude, you're not doing it. And this is no knock on you. Listen, I'm not here to knock you for not doing it. I'm saying don't lie to yourself and think you're doing something by sitting on your stomach with your legs kicked up like a chick, watching this show with your binoculars and not being a student of the game, sir. That's all I'm saying, man. You got to wake up. Because I'm going to keep it a buck with you over here, okay? I got you. I'm going to keep it a buck with you, okay? I got you. But, gentlemen, this is important, guys. This is why we're talking about the detective. Lines open if y'all want to call in. 563-999-3056 is the number. If y'all want to call in, y'all got a question, put a Q in there, and we got you covered. And if you're joining us, like we said before, for so many of you guys out there that don't have a standard, you believe everything that comes your way. You believe everything that somebody tells you. And you take that as your truth. And because you don't have a core, you would rather run away from your name and let another man tell you how to choose a woman, how to choose your lifestyle and all that other stuff. And most of these guys don't even have women. Some of these guys like other guys, and y'all don't even know that because they kayfabe acting like a man. You know, the craziest thing is most of you sheeps used to grow beards because some dumbass told you if you have a beard, you're a man. And that's the same dumbass that told some of you motherfuckers to go out in the woods, run around and scream, hold up logs and chop down trees, and that's what men do, only to go home and be a bitch to your woman. How fucking crazy is that? How crazy is that? Gentlemen, y'all got a question, put a Q in there. Y'all want to call in, y'all got the number, shout out. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. Class is in session. We are here talking about your detective, the one thing that nobody talks to it about, and we're going to talk about these things, man. It is very important to have this, okay? Because your detective has one job and one job only, okay? It's to ask you questions. What do you know about that woman? What do you know about that woman you see online or on that those dating apps? What do you know about her? Do you actually think what you see is really the truth in that fake-ass profile that she conjured up by telling you she takes long walks, she works out, and she's looking for a good guy, a single guy, and all that other shit? She ain't looking for that shit, motherfucker. That's a lie. But you take things at face value because you have no value for yourselves. That's why you take things at face value. That's why you believe things at face value, because guess what? You have no sense of self. And y'all believe just thinking these women are perfect sugar and spice because she smiles and you see a little bit of titty, you think she's special. You see a woman at a bar with a hey, look, she got weave. She got yellow hair weave that goes all the way down to her ass, and you think that's sexy, knowing that when she pops that shit off, some of them are balder than me. Now, I can grow my hair, guys. I choose to cut it. But anyway, they are bald up there. Some, they don't even have hair sometimes because they wear that shit so much, man, it kills that shit. They got little hair patches and shit. And you actually want to be with that? You want to claim that? It's a lie. You know, it's funny. There was used to be a show, a movie by the, not the Wayans, I guess the Wayans brothers, called I'ma Get You Sucker. And they told you years ago with that chick named Candy, when she was like, oh, wait, this ain't my butt, and threw her a fake butt out. Oh, wait, this ain't my hair, threw her hair out. This ain't my teeth. This ain't my legs and all this other stuff. Because most of these women live lies, gentlemen. Most of them live lies. And it is up to us to see through the lie as men, to see through the lies. And that's why it's important to have a standard. Why would I want to be with somebody that doesn't love herself enough to be proud of who she is, to wear her hair? You know what? What's that chick? I watch SVU. Hey, the chick in Luke Cage. Have you ever watched like the Luke Cage, the sister in Luke Cage that has her hair, excuse me, nicely curled, ain't no weave? That's pretty. But you guys want these women that have these Freddy Krueger claws. They got green eyes or blue eyes. They cake on that a ton of makeup. They got lines all in their eyes, a lot of lipstick, and a weave that goes all the way down to her ass, knowing her hair can't grow that long. And y'all think that's sexy? And once you dip that thing in the pool and see her for what she is, you still hang around? Are you serious? Sad. Sad. Because most of you guys just don't learn or utilize the detective. Yeah, okay, she's got her curiosity, but let's see what she's about. Does she have her shit together? Does she have her shit together? What is she bringing to our world and our universe? Because if all you think about your world and your universe is ass and titties, you've already failed. You've already failed. I want you guys to open your minds up and see game for what it is and not what you want it to be, gentlemen. But the only way to do that is to unlock and allow the detective to start processing information, to stop processing information, to make sure that whatever you're dealing with is the real deal. Most of you guys, y'all just don't understand. Your detective is your greatest decision maker. Your detective allows you to take a step back and not look at a tree, but to look at the forest and make sure at what you're looking at is actually the real deal. Sexy is not taking on makeup and wearing tight clothes. Sexy is always what sexy does, gentlemen. But you've got to be able to ask questions about yourself, not asking her, asking yourself questions. Asking yourself questions. Who is this woman? Should I give her any of my time? Because that's where she gets real. See, curiosity, attention, time, respect, dick. That's how it should go with every goddamn woman. Curiosity, attention, time, falling in respect, and then dick, not the other way around. Because when they know that you have a tight pussy, they're going to hunt you down and eat you up. And they're going to play you like a fucking fiddle. And you're not even going to see it coming, gentlemen. You're not. You're not. You cannot see it coming when you empower the woman. You can't see it coming when you're helping her shine through your money. You can't win when you're patting her on the back all the time. And all she's doing is giving you ass. Are you serious? And that's what y'all accept? What? Are you serious? Most of you guys didn't even realize you had a detective. You think jobs give you a job? Just as soon as you walk in? Or do they do a background check? Where is your background check at, gentlemen? Where's your background check? You're going to let these women, you just let these women come into your life on general principle because you got a fat ass? Are you serious? That's your worth? A fat ass? That's it? And then you wonder why you follow the cults and follow what people say because you don't have a thought. You don't know how to think. And when a woman realizes you don't have thought and you can't think, she's going to start thinking for you, Jimmy. She's going to start thinking for you. Always come and be one with your detective. Without him, you ain't going to get far in this game, man. You're not going to get far in this world. You need somebody that has your best interests. And he's got your best interests. He is going to peel back the layers and see if she's worthy. But one cannot determine worthiness when one is not worthy to himself. So he will automatically put his worth into the woman versus putting the worth in himself, gentlemen. That's just something to think about, okay? Always remember at the end of the day, gentlemen, you have this inside of you that should tell you on a daily basis, okay? See it clearly. Oh, okay. Yes. On a daily basis, gentlemen, this is all up to you. Nobody can force you to do this. Nobody can put a gun in your head and say you have to be this way. This is just something that you've got to choose to do. If you choose not to do it, that's on you, man. Nobody's going to be mad at you. I'm not mad at you for not doing it, but you know, it's sad when you talk to one of your clients and they just don't understand the wasted time that they're doing to themselves. Wasting days and not even realizing that you can't get that time back, man. Not that we know of, but you can't get it back. You can't. And every day that you choose to be exactly what you are is a wasted day, a waste of time. And if this thinks it's wasting its time, it's not going to help you. It's not going to ride or die with you guys. So, gentlemen, if you have any questions, go ahead and ask. But I want y'all to think about that next time you meet a woman. The next time you watch a YouTube, you must ask yourself, how is this going to benefit me? Is this going to help me think for myself? Or do they want me to change my language, change how I speak? Speak like the cult leader. You've got to ask yourselves that question. Nobody can ask this question for you but yourself. Nobody can ask you that, okay? And this is why game is so important. And this is why you need to game yourself up to win in this thing. Because if you don't, you're going to get eaten the fuck up. And I don't want to see that happen to you. But it can happen to you if you ain't taking care of what you need to take care of. It all falls on you at the end of the day. So the million-dollar question is, what do you want to do? What do you want to be to yourselves? And until that day comes, you're always going to be lost. Right now, unfortunately, most of you guys are lost right now, okay? Most of y'all not. You're not one with yourselves. And the world is going to chew you up and spit you out, unfortunately. I'm sorry. It's just like that. You just make your choice what you want to do. You don't have to listen to me. Fuck what I say. But just know this. You're not winning right now with women. You're not winning even with life or with yourself. Hell, you don't even like the motherfucking man in the mirror. So that even tells why you're not winning. You don't even like that motherfucker. You let him get walked over all the time. And it's just how it is. Gentlemen, if y'all got any questions, we'll go. Any questions y'all have, go ahead and put a Q in there. I'll be happy to answer any questions before we wrap this up. We got a show tomorrow with Lucario. Let me know. But, hey, get at me if you got a question or anything like that. Let me know. I'll take a few questions if y'all not. If not, we'll roll in this. This is just a short show. It's not long. Just want to talk to y'all about this because nobody talks to y'all about this kind of stuff. People don't bring to light this kind of information. And that's the problem. That's the problem. You must see things for what they are and not what you want them to be. Stop looking at the world through your eyes because that's where you're blinded by the lies that you live for yourself. That's something to think about, okay, guys? So, gentlemen, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it is your last, gentlemen. Don't ever forget that. No matter what you eat, if you ever remember anything, remember what I said to you guys. This is very important. But, gentlemen, y'all are great men. I do appreciate all you guys. Just take a moment, go back and watch this and start getting that individual in your mind to vet these women, to stop taking things at face value and to be able to have thought. Okay, thought. That is what it's all about, thought. You say, I know emulating completely is a general, but picking up some, but what, okay. Explain to me, Mr. Hey, Antonio, give me an example of a good quality. Because, sir, if you are picking up a quality from somebody versus asking questions on how you can develop that quality for yourself, then who are you mimicking right now? You don't pick up a quality of somebody else because that's his quality. It's not yours. Do you act like there's only one guy out there that can be nice? Thoughtful, considerate, a good guy? Do you think there's only one guy that is allowed to have a quality? Why would you want to pick up somebody else's shit? Why? Why do you want to pick up and be somebody else? Think about that. I want you to respond to that. Please answer that question. Tell me, please. Tell me. What, if the person, well, you want to pick up his sense of humor, then you got to say every joke he says. What, you got to, because he's organized, you got to be like him? Guess what? You're allowed to be organized for your own self. You're allowed to be flexible for yourself. You're allowed to be determined for yourself, polite, creative, dependable. You don't need to look at somebody and say, well, I need his quality. Why would you want somebody else's shit when you can have your own quality, which is best, is that it's in-house. The best thing about a man, everything he does is in-house. He creates his own swords. He creates his own buildings, his own bricks, his own weapons. He creates his own world. He doesn't need another person's shovel. You don't need somebody else's mental gym. You got your own. You don't need somebody else's government. You have your own. You don't need someone else's scribe, culinary school, or drug lab. You have your own. You don't need anybody else's, man. Now, see, this is your problem. It's another problem. See that? To develop a quality from somebody else means you've got to be that fucking person. You see someone that has a quality that you like. You can't take that person's quality. The only way you can have that person's quality is by doing everything he has done since conception. You've got to follow your little stream through his mother's body the exact same route and way. You must do everything he has done up to the point that you met him in order to develop his quality. You can't be somebody else. You don't need his quality. Fuck his quality. Fuck what he think, man. And I tell you this, hey, y'all say, hey, Steve, fuck what I think. I can tell y'all motherfuckers, man. Y'all act like you're not allowed to think. You're not allowed to build qualities in yourself. Why do you need to look at another motherfucking man and say to yourself, well, gee golly, I want to be like him. He ain't shit. And there's a lot of these motherfuckers out here like that, man. A lot of them. Stop trying to be what you think. Because you know, let me tell you something about a lot of these guys that y'all don't know. See, you only see what you see from the surface. A lot of these guys pretend to be confident. And even if they're confident, let me tell you something. Even if they're confident in the boardroom, or you see them confident in the office, and they walk with their shoulders up and all that shit to these other surface dwellers, well, you got to have your shoulders up like this, and you got to walk like this so everybody can see that you have confidence. Motherfucker, they see the weak motherfucker in you. You ain't got no confidence. You're portraying a role of confidence, man. How do you know it's your why? How do you know it's your why and not someone else's that you see and be successful and you want to come? Men don't copy. Men do not copy other men. Men don't, okay. Do you actually think success is a fine Armani suit, nice gator shoes, and walking around with a Rolex watch in the office? You think that's success? Because that's the same motherfucker that goes home and snorts cocaine because he has to connect with himself because he know he ain't shit. The same motherfucker taking drugs or is an alcoholic to calm himself down. You don't know these motherfuckers that sit around and say what you think is. Because remember, the boob tube called the television or your fucking screen where y'all watch YouTube, oh, they push that lie all the time. They want you to think that that is confidence. That is not confidence. That is your perception of what you think confidence is and not actually confidence. Who do you think is confident? The guy that has, again, he's got a $2,000 suit, a Rolex watch, and some shoes on one side. But then you have another guy that's wearing some cargo shorts, a polo shirt, and just some regular ass shoes. Who's got the most confidence? For most of y'all guys of y'all perception, you think it's the guy with the suit because you think clothes are fucking confidence and they're just fucking clothes. Why is the other guy confident? Because he doesn't give a fuck what you think. That's why he's confident. Because the guy to the other side is trying to prove confidence where the guy to the right is being confident. Confident is saying that I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm not here to please you. I'm not here to fit into what you think confidence is or what the world wants confident to be. That's what they sell you cake-ass motherfuckers on all the time. Clothes, cars, and fucking status to make you think you're confident. But let me tell you something. Go ahead and get all those clothes and stuff. You're still going to be looking for something next. You'll be waiting for the next high of whatever you think is confident versus just standing on your motherfucking square. That's what we're talking about here, gentlemen. You got to open your eyes. Never look at another man and say, I want to be him. Now, I told you guys, if you're 7 years old, 6 years old, hell, I'll even give you 8 or 9 years old, and you want to emulate your favorite quarterback or your favorite running back or your favorite cornerback or your favorite linebacker when you're outside playing with your friends, when you're outside and you grab a stick, and you use it as a gun and all that other stuff, that's okay because you're a fucking kid. But when you're a grown-ass man, I'm not saying put the toys down. I'm saying start to cultivate something in yourself that separates you from everybody else. And gentlemen, when you do that, you win. You win. You cannot win trying to prove yourself to everybody, because you're not going to please everybody. Some motherfucker's going to hate you, man. You cannot prove value and worth, gentlemen, so stop trying to do that. Stop trying to be what you think the world wants you to be and start turning the fuck around. Hardest thing to do is to turn around when you're so used to walking in that direction. It's so hard to turn around. It's so hard to turn around when all you know is walking away from the best parts of you. Turn around and go back to your core. Gather all your thoughts together to become one with yourself. One thought, one mind, one way. That's what confidence is. It's here. It's not what people perceive you as. Hey, listen. Everybody's going to perceive you based off of their lifestyle, their belief systems. So you can't give a fuck what somebody's saying or thinking because they're not you. Stop caring about people. And I'm not saying, well, you could give a bum some money that you sell the street. Well, Steve says stop caring about people. No, I'm saying it doesn't hurt to do a kind gesture. But stop trying to be like other men. Men do not want to be like other men. Find your own passion, your own desire, your own discipline, your own drive. You got to find you. But wouldn't it be easy if your detective did all the work for you? You see that beautiful woman, he's like, hold the fuck up now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't know her well. We don't know what she's like. What's behind that smile? Y'all don't even know what the fuck is behind that smile. Because that same woman that beat the shit out of the previous boyfriend is the same woman that clean herself up and smile like she's like fucking June Cleaver or what's that? The Huxtable bomb and shit like that. Just great. No. Uh-uh. No, 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 no. Would it be me to never trust a big button and smile? That girl is poison. Remember that? Remember that? BBD. BBD told you in the 90s, that girl is poison. Never trust a big button to smile. You have got to make sure that every woman that you fuck with, especially every woman on your roster, is roster worthy. They cannot get on your roster on general principle. Men don't do that. She's got to be able to work. You got her at your crib. Throw something on the fuck. Hey, throw a piece of trash on the floor and see if she walk right by it. Leave some dishes in your sink and see if she don't clean. Because when they have worse, they might say something in a funny little crack, but they'll pick that piece of trash up. And after you get done fucking, and you take your shower, she should be folding that fucking bed. Hey, fixing them sheets. Now, if they got cum on it, she can take them motherfuckers off and put it in the laundry. Or, hey, hey, if she really good, she'll take the sheets off, bring it to your little laundry thing, and put that motherfucker in your wash machine and turn that bitch on and start the laundry. But I know a lot of y'all service drivers can believe, wait, women don't do that. No, they don't do that shit to you. Why should they? When I'm saying to you guys, she's got to be proven. She's got to prove herself. Stop taking her at face value. Men don't do that. That's what I'm saying to you guys out there. Last round of questions we go before we roll. Last round of questions if y'all have them, gentlemen. Last round of questions. Y'all got to wake up. Too late in the game to be what y'all are, man. Y'all got to wake up, man. I don't want y'all having a midlife crisis and shit. I don't want y'all to do that. Y'all going to fucking go all crazy and shit because you can't have your way. You just don't get them pregnant. And just because you're living with them doesn't mean, gentlemen, you should have unprotected sex with them. Stop. Guys, think about this. Why would you be with someone who doesn't give a fuck about her body? You know what a real one would do? She'd say, you know what? Yeah, I want to sleep with you and all this other stuff, but I just want to make sure that you're clean. Here's the paper. Double K, you motherfucker, you. Hold on, Double K. Wait, real quick, Double K. Hold on, Double K. I got you, dog. Here's a piece of paper, and here's my thing. I'm clean. I'm healthy. I've got no diseases. See, when you about yourself, you should be, hold on. Look at this shit. Disease-free too, baby. Now get on this motherfucking dick. But y'all don't even do that for you. When's the last time you went to the doctor? Not to just check out your health, to see if you don't have any sexually transmitted disease, excuse me. To get a clean bill of health and a piece of paper. And I'm not saying walk around with that piece of paper. Have that shit on standby because eventually you know what she's going to say? You fuck a lot of girls. You're like a whore in the slut, and I don't trust my body with you. I'm not trying to catch, and you just like, you put your face on, like, you put your finger on, like, and she's like, why'd you do that? Baby, I might be fucking. And yes, I am fucking a lot of women. No sexually transmitted diseases. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. Hold on. Let me give a shout out to Double motherfucking K. Shout out to Double K, man. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you very much. What the fuck did I do with it? I don't even have it no more. See, I was about to. Do I have it? No, I don't have it no more. Damn. I'm about to show me my thank you. I appreciate that, Kay. Thank you very much, sir. I really do. That's very kind of you, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I do appreciate that. It's very kind words as well. Should I tell a woman that I see other women away for? Okay. Brother, true to the game, listen to me. When a woman recognizes a real man, if she doesn't ask you about other women, then she does not see you as a real man. That's it. You don't have to sit around and tell a woman that I'm seeing other women. If you are smooth and got a mouthpiece and you're confident and you stand on your square, she's going to ask you, how many women are you seeing right now? Oh, you're one of those guys. Oh, you're a smooth talker. Oh, look, a ladies' man. Look at you. How many women are you seeing right now? That's how they're going to talk to you. But if you're sitting around like, excuse me. I was just wondering, Well, not necessarily wondering. You know, it's actually been about a year since I really actually had a relationship, but it just dawned on me to ask you if it's okay. Man, she's going to be like, what the fuck, this motherfucker can't fuck. If you have to tell, remember what they tell you in expensive places. If you got to ask the price, you can't afford it, sir. You can't afford it. Don't ever talk about it. She'll see it through your behaviors that you got some whore and slut in you, and they'll recognize that stuff. Women will recognize that, okay? It's a very good question, but, man, come on, dude. I just ask that you open your eyes up a little bit, brother. Open your eyes to that, okay? I want you guys to start not just looking. Look at everybody and ask yourself a question. Are the YouTubers I'm following, are they teaching me about myself? Are they teaching me to find myself? Are they teaching me to define myself in my way, okay? Now, you got to put a cue there, A-Dog. I'm going to let that slide, but please, next time, please follow the little ticker right there. It says put a cue if you have a question, okay? Can you do that for me, please? Should I answer my phone from a woman I'm dating when I'm with other women? Why would you be so disrespectful? Why would you be so disrespectful, man? Do you want a woman to answer her phone from another guy? Well, that's kind of a catch-22 because after we get done fucking and shit like that and you laying in the bed with her, you tell her, oh, pick your phone. Go and talk to him. He been ringing your phone all the time. Hey, just call him. See, that's what you're going to do. It's a little bit weird. It's like kind of a weird thing because, like, when you're smashing and the phone is ringing, like, I know you're trying to avoid. Just answer the phone. Can you just answer the phone, please? Well, I don't want to talk. Girl, answer the phone. He's bothering the shit out of you. Answer the fucking phone. You know what I'm saying, guys? But what I'm saying is this. If she is just a booty call and all you're doing is smashing, there should be no care in the world. If the phone rings, she ain't going to care. And if her phone rings, you shouldn't care. But if you're in a relationship or you have a roster, you have to remember this. God damn it, woman, I understand that. Now, let me tell you something. You have a roster. Very important to understand. When you have a roster, a lot of these women out here are getting used to being on someone's roster. Remember, you're dealing with a woman that is used to having a bunch of guys on her roster. She's never had the coin flip where she's following some other direction than somebody else. So they're trying to get used to the fact that they're not the only one. So why would you want to topple that card, those stack of cards, when you finally got her exactly the way you want her? She finally understands her role. She knows there's other women. But why the fuck do you want to throw that in her face, man? You don't want to do that, okay? You don't want to do that. Shout out, AD. Thank you, dog. I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate the love, brother. Respect to you. What I'm saying to you guys out here, I ask you to do the one thing that's hard to do. Think. That's all I want you to do on this show is actually think and have a thought for yourself. I don't mind guiding you towards your answer, but the answer must be yours and yours alone, okay? You said, I was watching your last stream, and you said you're talking about women and women's mental. I wanted to ask you, should you do that to a woman that you don't want to relate? Okay, brother. I don't care if you want her to lick your balls. I don't care if she's a booty call. I don't care if you want a relationship with her. I don't give a fuck if you want to date her. I don't give a fuck if you want to make her your girl. I don't give a fuck if you want to move her in, become engaged, and be married to her. They must all be taken care of one way. A man never changes what he is for a woman. And if you don't want a relationship, just tell her, I'm not looking for a relationship. And leave her the fuck alone. AK, let me tell you why you're losing and why you're going to fuck up. Because all you want to do is fuck a big dog, and that's the problem. Why waste yourself for something you should get for fucking free? Why? Why waste yourself when there is a big screen TV in Best Buy, 82, 85 inch flat screen 8K TV with your name on it? Oh, wait, over there. See that over there? The surround sound that connects to the TV with your name on it. Oh, wait, come on, let's go out of that one and let's go. Oh, look at those LeBron James or those Michael Jordans. Your name on it. Come on, let's go to the jewelry store. Look at that watch with your name on it. Look at that jewelry with your name on it. God damn. But yet all you want to do is fuck? Are you serious? Do you understand the opponent that you are talking about? All she does is use motherfuckers. And that's not, and listen, whoa, before I say this, this is not knocking the woman. I'm not here to, I'm just telling you what it is. She's not actually using them. They're allowing her to use them. But she's only doing what they allow her to do on the other side of the street. She's got several banks. She's got a guy that will pay her phone bill, her light bill, and her rent. She's got a guy that will whisk her around the country and give her jewelry and fucking furs and shit. She's got the guy that will drive her around. That one over there will put up her Christmas lights. That one will put up her Halloween lights. That one will be a shoulder to cry on. And we can't get mad at that. We have to understand that she did not force those guys to be in those positions. They chose to be that way. But what I'm saying to you guys, why waste yourself on something you get for free? That comes with getting with the woman. The pussy is free. Oh, my God. Y'all, what? You don't want to take her on the field trip? God, do you know how great it is? You know how great it is when you get that knock on the door and you waking up, you in your boxer shorts, you wake up, you rubbing the sleep out your eye. You try to get your focus, you open that door, and she got three or four bags of groceries because she saw your refrigerator is a little bit empty, but you know what? She wanted to make sure that you had your favorite beer, your favorite steaks, your favorite cereal, your Belgian fucking waffles, your funnel cakes, your ice creams. She wanted to make sure you have all that stuff. You know why? Just to see a smile on your face. And all she wants from you is a hug and saying thank you. But you want just some pussy? Is that what we doing right now? Just some ass? It's amazing that you don't want relationships, and I'm fine with it. I don't want you to lie to the woman, okay? But I don't want you to go in just thinking about fucking. There's got to be a level to you that matches up to the level they're at. They're on a level that I'm not giving the pussy up, but I've got a bank, I got bitches, I got all these things. She's leveled up. And y'all are just groveling for something you get for free. And you're right, brother, would you? Let me post that. That Amazon, those Amazon packages be rolling up. Oh, man, guys, y'all know how great it is when you just post something that you see, you know, just for your boys to look at, and you get like two or three or four pairs of that shit because they want to buy it for you, and they want to be the first ones to buy it for you. No, okay. What I'm saying to you is that I understand that you don't want a relationship. That's not the problem. The problem is your thirst for pussy is the problem. That's the problem. There is nothing wrong. Hey, Alex, I told you I'd make you a mob, motherfucker. I got you, Alex. I told you, brother. Anyway, what I'm saying to you is this. She's going to ask what you want from her. And yes, if you don't want a listen, if you don't want a relationship, if you don't want a relationship with her, then you let her know why. Shout out to my dog, Information Man. Hope you're doing well, brother. Shout out to you, man. Much love to you, Information Man. Thank you, brother. Oh, shit. I didn't even see that. Damn. Thank you, Information Man. Shout out to you, my brother. Respect and love to you, man. Great show. Great podcaster, man. Check him out. Check him out. The Information Man. The Information Man Show, excuse me. But what I'm saying to y'all guys real quick out here before I wrap this up, I'm saying that, listen, I don't want you guys to think petty thoughts. I want you to have it. Guys, I'm telling you, they will cook. They will do your dishes. They will do your laundry. They will vacuum your floors. They will take your keys and detail your cars. They will wash your cars. They will massage your backs, give you facial rubs. They will rub your fucking feet. But all you want, look, the pussy is free. Free. All you got to do is say, you know what, baby, I'm going to just rest. I had a long day. Oh, no, no. Please come over. Let me take care of you. And then you go over there and the lights are out, candles all over the fucking place, and she's in this sexy-ass robe with nothing on, grabs your hand, walks your ass into the bedroom, undresses you, throws you on the bed, takes her clothes off, and straddles you while she's rubbing your body down, listening to your day. Tell me about your day, baby. Tell me what's so stressful. Baby, don't worry. I got your favorite steak, or excuse me, your favorite baked chicken in the oven. I got your favorite meal ready to go. I got your liquor, baby. All I want to do is take care of you because I appreciate you. Don't y'all guys want that? I know y'all get, I know a lot of y'all service dwellers think that these women, they women don't do that. Oh, bullshit. No, they just don't do it to you. They just don't do it to you. Don't you want a woman to sneak into your closet to just write down your shoe size, write down your shirt size? Gentlemen, what I'm telling you is something I learned a long time ago, 83. That was 83? Summer of 83? It was 84. 83. Summer of 83. I was a huge Michael Jackson fan. Used to, hey, guys, used to have the glitter glove and everything. I didn't go hee-hee-high and moonwalk and shit, but I would break dance with the glitter glove. Used to have my own little cardboard and shit. But my mentor told me to go watch this, what I thought was a dumbass movie. He said, go watch Purple Rain. I said, okay, because you know I have to listen to my mentor. Go watch Purple Rain. I didn't know what the fuck that movie was, but when I saw that motherfucker walk in the mall and stare at that cloud guitar, all that motherfucker did was just look at that guitar. And she walked up on him and he said, let's go, toss the fucking bracelet on and walk the fuck off. And then later on when she got her first check, she said, fuck paying my rent. Hey, Morris, can you take me to the mall? I want to buy a guitar. Bought the guitar, wrapped that shit up, and brought it to his feet. Mine was... And this is in 1983, before the internet, guys. But there were so many lessons in that movie that I learned game in. He said, this is what game is about. Women will bring things to your throne when they know you can lead them without trying to fuck them. You don't have to lead something that they're going to give you automatically. The pussy is an automatic, man. even if you don't want the relationship, they still will fuck you. But don't go in this shit trying to fuck, because you pass the judgment, you already lose on the judgment. You already lose on the judgment, okay? It's just something I want y'all to think about. Think about what I'm saying. Soak in this information. Like I said, guys, I said before, I think I did the graveyard and all this other stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in. We have a show tomorrow, my dog, Lucario, so make sure y'all go there and all this other shit, man. But soak up what the fuck I told you guys. Guys, you get an opportunity, guys, go ahead and take a moment. Go ahead and like, share, and subscribe. It helps the algorithm out, gentlemen. Go ahead and do that if you get the opportunity and chance, gentlemen. But this is deep, guys. We're going deep. I'm not trying to drown y'all, but I'm just trying to show you how deep the game is. Be more, be better, be one with yourself. And when you're one with yourself, you will be able to guide yourself through rain, spring, summer, winter, fall. It doesn't matter what the woman is. You will be able to guide yourself as a man. Fuck with your boy.
Just like that, man, mindset. Just like that, man, mindset.